Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处是在旧约的约珥书。
The first in Old Testament, the book of Joel.
我想这是小先知书的第二卷。
This is the second minor prophet.
和西亚后面。
Right after the book of Hosea.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第九节,
Verse 9.
约珥书第三章第九节,
Joel chapter 3 verse 9.
当在万民中宣告说要预备打仗激动勇士使一切的战士上前来我们看十二节。
And then verse 12.
万民多当兴起，上到亚沙法格，因为我必坐在那里审判四位的列国。开殿吧。Verse
13.
因为庄稼熟了，捡它吧，因为酒榨满了，酒池盈溢，他们的罪恶甚大。十四节。Verse 14. 许许多多的人。 在断定阁，因为耶和华的日子临近断定阁。首节日月昏暗，星宿无光，耶和华必从西安吼叫，从耶路撒冷发声，天地就震动。耶和华却要做他百姓的避难所，做以色列人的保障。你们就知道我是耶和华你们的神。
We just read from verse 14 to 17.
好，我们来看新约最后的一卷启示录。Now
the last book of New Testament, Revelation.
第九章,
chapter 9.
我们来看第十二节。Verse 12.
我想我们刚刚念的约珥书第三章同启示录的这一段可以配合在一起。The passage we just read in the book of Joel matches the passage we'll be reading in Revelation 9, verse 12, starting verse 12.
约珥书这里是预言到主耶稣第二次再来的那个情景。The
book of Joel prophesizes the conditions when our Lord comes the second time.
我想启示录我们要念的，就是连着约珥书，我们可以连着一起读的。And
Revelation chapter 9, the passage we'll be reading can follow exactly after the passage in Book of Joel.
这里是新约的预言，主耶稣第二次再来的光景。And
here it is in New Testament that prophesizes the very conditions about our Lord's second coming.
第十二节。Verse
12.
第一样灾祸过去了。 还有两样灾祸要来，第六位天使吹号，我就听见有声音从上神面前金坛的四角出来，这个金坛就是香坛。In
verse 13, it speaks of the golden altar, that is the altar of incense. Now 14.
吩咐那吹角的第六位天使说，把那捆绑在布拉达河的四个使者。 释放了，那四个使者就被释放。他们原是预备好了，到某年某月某日某时要杀人的三分之一。Verse
15.
要杀人的三分之一。
In it, the verse says that one third of the mankind will be killed.
马军有两万万，他们的数目我都听见了。Verse
16.
我想我们念这一段，我们也可以读启示录第十六章。我想今天我们就不去念它，也是连在一起更好的解释那之后所发生的情景。
And you could also read chapter 16. The passage is even a better explanation about the Lord's second coming, what's going to happen. But today we won't go into it.
好, 最后我们看启示录第22章。
So lastly, we will read Revelation 22.
22章第10节,就请你念吧。 我们念到第14节。
We will read verse 10 to verse 14, Revelation chapter 22. And he said to me, "Do not seal the words of prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city."
第14节, 那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可以得到权柄， 能到生命树那里， 也能从门进这个城， 新耶路撒冷城。
Verse 14, "Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city, that is the New Jerusalem."
好，我们低头一点祷告。Please
bow your head. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们在这里一起举目仰望那位坐在宝座上的主。Lord,
together here we lift out our eyes and upon the one who sits on the throne.
主啊，你是大卫的根，又是大卫的后裔，明亮的晨星。Lord,
you are the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star.
你是首先的。
You're the first and you're the last.
你是成活的那一位。
You're the living one.
你曾死过，现在又活了。 你要活到永永远远，掌握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
You were dead, you are the living one, and you are alive forever. You have the keys to the death and Hades forever.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
羔羊已经得胜。
The Lamb has overcome.
你还要得胜。
And will prevail again.
你永远得胜。
And you will be victorious forever.
我们都当抬起头来。
Lord, let us all lift up our heads.
荣耀的王将要来到。
For the glorious King will come.
荣耀的王是谁？
Who is the glorious King?
万军的耶和华, 他是荣耀的王。
He is the Lord of hosts. He is the glorious King.
他是在战场上有大能的那一位。
He is the valiant warrior in the battlefield.
主，今天早晨我们也一起的抬起头来。
So Lord, this morning we also lift up our heads.
荣耀的王现在就来到我们的中间。
The glorious King now comes into our midst.
我们的心羡慕你，我们的心渴慕你。
Our hearts admire you, our hearts long for you.
当我们的心都向着你的时候, 你就要来到我们的中间。
When we turn all our hearts to you, you will come amid us.
你的荣耀要在这里彰显。
And your glory will be seen here.
你的宝座要在这里彰显。
Your throne will reveal here.
你要写着你的话。
And through your word.
你要彰显你自己的荣耀。
You will reveal your own glory.
彰显你的计划，你的旨意。
Manifest your purpose and manifest your will.
我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
主，你的名在全地何等的美。
How excellent is your name, Lord, in above all the earth.
你将你的荣耀彰显在天, 也将你荣耀彰显在教会中。
You have revealed your glory in heavens and also in your church.
你是说我们这些婴孩生来的口中, 成就了赞美。
You have established your praises through the babes and those who are nursed.
你能够让我们在这里能够唱新歌来赞美你。
So that here we could sing new songs, we could praise you.
你也能让我们的脚站在这块稳固的磐石上面。
And you cause our feet to stand on this solid rock.
叫我们不动摇。
So that we shall not be moved.
感谢主，你存到永远，你的宝座存到万代。
Lord, we thank you for your last forever and your throne endures forever.
主，愿今天早晨你再次怜悯我们。
Oh Lord, have your mercy on us this morning.
怜悯你自己的仆人。
Be merciful to your own servant.
给他口才。
give him the eloquence,
给他胆量,
give him the audacity,
让他能够把你的话的奥秘讲得清楚,
so that he could make it known of the very mystery of your will.
我们去等候你。
Together we wait on you.
你的应许每早晨你必向我们是慈爱。
As you promised that every morning your mercy is fresh.
就是在黑夜我们仍然要歌颂赞美你的名。
Even in the dark that we will sing your praises and we will extol your glorious name.
因为你就是那一颗明亮的晨星。
For you are the bright morning star.
把余下的时间交托给主。
Lord, we just commit the remainder of the time into your hand.
给我们一个受教的耳朵，提醒我们的耳朵。
Give us this listening ear, awake our ears.
也让你的仆人一个受教的舌头。
So that your servant has the tongue of the learned.
怎样用你的话来鼓励你的百姓。
That he would know how to use your word to encourage your people.
怎样鼓励我们，让我们心里重新的得力。
Encourage us that our hearts will be re-strengthened.
你的话每一句都带着能力。
For every word of yours is powerful.
但愿生命的道能够同所有的儿女们，我们深远和深远都能够响应。
So that deep will call upon deep in the way of life.
但愿没有一句话是突然返回的。
So that none of your word will return in vain.
恩待你的教会。
Be gracious to your church.
这是你所定的日子，我们应当欢喜快乐。
This is your day that we should rejoice and be glad in it.
主啊，把我们所有的忧愁愁苦变为喜乐。
Lord, turn all our griefs and sorrow into joy.
感谢主与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence with us.
这样祷告祈求，应耶稣基督的名。
We ask and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我的题目是明亮的晨星。
Now today my topic is the bright and morning star.
我想我们每一年的第一个月，无论我在自己的教会或者在其他的教会，我都会用一个题目，就是新的题目。
And whether it's in my own congregation or in another church, I always come up with this new message.
就是再一次的讲到主第二次的再来。
That is.I'll be talking about the Lord's second coming.
弟兄姊妹还记得去年我 第三个礼拜来到你们中间正月份、我所讲的题目就是那要来的那一位 the coming one.
Now, beloved, do you recall that、the last year, the third week of January when I came here, and my topic is the coming one.
好快又是一年了。
Well, time has flown by so fast, it's another year.
我记得2010年我第三个礼拜来讲你当预备迎接你的神。
And I remember that in the third Sunday in January in 2010, my topic is prepare to meet your God.
阿摩斯的第四章。
That's from Amos chapter 4.
我想今天我们就再来交通明亮的晨星。
So this morning we will fellowship on the bright and morning star.
我们知道主耶稣就是那一位明亮的晨星，他是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。
We know that the Lord Jesus is the bright and morning star. He is the root and the descendant of David.
按照他的神性来讲，他是大卫的根。
According to the deity that he is the root of David.
没有大卫以前，这一位永恒的神已经存在。
Without David, this everlasting God existed already.
大卫是从他。而生的。
And that David was born from him.
我们知道这个按照人性来讲他是大卫的后裔。
But according to the human nature of God, that he is the descendant of David.
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔也是大卫的后裔。
He is the descendant of Abraham and as well as David.
我想在这里的诚心不是个 physical 的那个诚心叫我们能看见的那一颗心。
And the bright and morning star here is not a physical star that we could all see.
我想到主耶稣第一次来的时候。
And I remember when the Lord came the first time.
我们看见空中有颗非常明亮的一颗心在那里。
And there was this bright star in the midst of the air.
我们都知道东方有几个智慧的人，他们看见了这个心，就知道有一位王要降生了，所以他们凭着这颗心去敬拜这位王。
And some of the Magi in the east saw this bright star and they knew a king was born, so they followed the star to Jerusalem to worship him.
我想这颗心是个 physical 的心，是个物质的心，要能够看见。
And that star was the physical material star everybody could see.
我想这里的晨星是属灵的意义来讲，是在一个最黑暗、最黑暗、最黑暗的一个时候出现的一颗晨星。
Now this bright and morning star in its spiritual meaning says that in the darkest and darkest time that a star rose.
我们知道在黑夜最深的时候，
We know that when the night is far spent,
你就会看见有一颗晨星出现。
You will see that bright at the morning star.
这颗星一出来，你就知道马上就要破晓，天亮。
When you see this morning star, you know that the dawn is at hand.
黑夜一深，白昼将近的时候，就这颗星出现。
So when the night is far spent, when the day is at hand, you will see this bright and morning star.
接下来不久，我们就看太阳从东方。升起来了。
And soon after that, you will see the sun rises in the east.
我想属灵的意义来讲，这颗晨星就是我们的主耶稣。那个升起来的太阳，其实也就是预表着我们的主，他是公义的那个日头。马拉基第四章。
So this morning star, is spiritual speaking, is our Lord Jesus, and the sun speaks of our Lord as the King of Righteousness, as Malachi.represents.
我想现在我们所处的一个时代就是最黑暗最黑暗最黑暗的一个时代。
And the age that we are in is the darkest and darkest one.
我们知道这颗晨星就要出现了。
So we know that this morning star will soon appear.
在最黑暗的时候，人是最容易打盹最容易睡觉的。
And in the darkest night, that's the same time that people are most prone to sleepiness.
在黑夜的里面，在黑暗的里面，没有一个人是不害怕的，不担惊的。
So in the darkness, nobody is not afraid and terrified.
在黑夜一深的时候，我们是最容易灰心丧胆的时候。
Also, when the night is far spent, it's the time we are so easily despaired and might lose heart.
黑夜一深的时候，我们是最容易受迷惑的一个时候。
Also, as the night is far spent, that is also the time we are so most easily to be confused.
在黑夜的里面，我们是最容易迷失方向的，迷失路的。
And also in that darkness is also the time that we will be so easily led astray.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
在最黑暗的时候，有一颗晨星出现。
Here in the darkest time, this morning star arises.
我们刚刚念的彼得后书第一章。
Now the second Peter chapter 1 we just read.
彼得讲到他三十多年，他怎么在变化山上看见主耶稣的降临，主耶稣的变现。
And he mentioned that throughout 30 years, how he actually saw the Lord's transformation in the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们看见主荣耀的再来，他的脸上像日头一样的发光。
And he saw that the Lord came being transformed, that his head is just like a shining sun.
他的衣服洁白发光。
And his clothes were white glistening.
我们的主在极大的荣耀中降临。
Therefore, our Lord in excellent glory came down.
充满着大的荣光。
Full of this glory.
这颗美丽的荣耀的镜像，彼得从来没有忘掉过。
So Peter never forgot.
深深刻刻地印在他的脑
子。So deeply impressed in his head, this glorious, beautiful thing.
虽然三十多年了。
Even though 30 years passed.
这个异象在他的里面还是那样的新鲜。
The same vision.Was forever so refreshing.
因着这样一个意象，
and because of this vision,
叫我们的彼得能够忠心到底。
Peter was able to be faithful all the way to the end.
这样一个荣耀的意象，叫保罗能够忍受一切的苦难、一切的试炼、一切的逼迫。
And it is because of this glorious vision that Peter was able to endure all the temptation, persecution, and suffering.
使他最后为主殉道。
And in the end, he was martyred for the Lord.
所以他写彼得后书的时候，特别记载了这一段。
Therefore, when he wrote the Second Peter, he especially recorded this passage.
要教会在这圣徒在受试炼、受逼迫、受苦难的时候，让他们也看见主来的那个荣耀的异象。
So while all the saints were being persecuted, were suffering among all the churches, they could also see this glorious vision of our Lord's second coming.
我想在这一个幕后的一个时代，
and I believe in this end time,
很多弟兄姊妹可能不是那样看重彼得前书后书。
Maybe not so many people really cherish this first and second Peter.
特别是前书。
Now, especially first Peter.
我们知道前书最讲到苦难。
First Peter speaks of suffering.
或者主题就是苦难。
So the theme is suffering.
你可以看五章的圣经，有十一次是二次提到苦难。
So if you read the five chapters, then you can see the 11 or 12 times it mentions suffering.
并且彼得在第二章他说：“你们蒙召就是为此。”
And in Second Peter, First Peter chapter 2, Peter says that to this you are called. This is suffering.
基督已经留下了受苦的榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪去行。
And Christ has set you an example that you would follow his steps.
他没有犯过罪，口里也没有诡诈。
He committed no sin, no guile was found in his mouth.
他被骂不完口，照还不说为何的话语，这讲自己交托给那位公义审判的那位神。
When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but commit himself to the righteous God who judges according to righteousness.
所以你们蒙召就是为了受苦的，好像。
As though he's saying that.The reason you're called is to suffer.
所以今天的讲台很少讲这方面的信息。
Therefore, today's pulpit seldom would they talk about a theme like this.
但是我们感谢主，你若是好好的看彼得前书。
But we thank the Lord if you really study 1 Peter thoroughly.
讲到苦难有十一次。
11 times he speaks of suffering.
但是讲到我们圣徒所蒙的恩典、所蒙的福、所得到的允许、所得到那个 privilege, 那个权利，却有27次。
But 27 times he mentions all the blessings, privileges, and grace that Christians have,
远远度过受苦难,
which far exceeds the time that he talked about suffering.
这些允许、这些权利、这些祝福、这些恩典，很多是将来主耶稣第二次来的时候我们要得到的。
All these blessings, grace, and privileges that we will gain when the Lord comes the second time.
也有一部分是今天我们就能享受就能经历的。
And part of them could be enjoyed today.
并且彼得到最后第五章解释了为什么我们要受苦。
And also in the chapter 5 in 1 Peter he explains why do we need to suffer.
他做了一个总结，非常好的总结。
He has this wonderful conclusion.
那是主般恩典的神在基督里召你们得享那永远的荣耀，叫你们忍受苦难以后，亲自的要成全你们，坚固你们，加力量给你们，愿全能归给他，直到永远。阿门。
He is saying that may the God of all grace who called you to his glorious eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you, to him be glory forever and ever.
我们知道受苦最重要达到的目的，成全我们。
We know the very end of all the sufferings is to perfect us.
King James Version 的翻译的最好的就是使我们成全 perfect, 让我们能够成全成熟长大，生命长大。
King James translation is the best one. It perfects you, so you will grow up. You will become mature.
我们 mature 为什么？我们长大为什么？
How is that we can mature? How is that we can grow up?
我想你去看彼得书，他没有忘掉建造神的教会。
And why we should do so? And if you read Peter's epistle, you will know that he says it's for the building of the church.
所以他第二章说，主乃是活石，我们来到主的面前，都像活石一样，被建造，成为灵宫。
Therefore, he says the Lord is the living stone, and we come before him. We also are like living stone, are being built of the spiritual house of his.
彼得也从来没忘记三十多年在该撒利亚腓立比境外，主耶稣问他们说：“你们说我是谁？”我们知道彼得说：“你是永生神的儿子。”这一段话。
Now Peter never forgot all throughout his 30 years of life that at Caesarea, Caesarea, that Jesus asked him, "Whom do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "You are the Son of God. You are the Christ."
你是彼得，我要把教会建造在这一块磐石上面。
And the Lord said, that, "Peter, you are the rock that I will build my church upon it."
我们知道彼得当第一次遇到主的时候，主就看见说，我要给你取个名叫基法。基法翻译出来就是彼得，就是一块石头。
And when Peter first met Jesus, Jesus said that I will change your name to Cephas and to Peter, and that's a pebble.
你本来是西门,
you are Simon.
你是旧造的,
you are in old creation.
是肉体的,
you are fleshly.
是土的,
you are of earth.
现在你要称彼得, 成为一块石头, 活的石头, 来建造基督的身体。
Now you will become Peter, a living stone, that to build the church of Christ.
所以彼得没有忘记。
So Peter never forgot.
成全我们做什么？让我们成为可活死，成为宝贵的器皿，能够成为圣洁，合乎主用，来建造他的教会。
Why does God want to perfect us? He wants to become a living stone, usable vessel of His to build up the church.
所以彼得讲，彼得后书再次的提到我们的受苦。
So in Second Peter, he once again talks about our sufferings.
虽然在受苦中间，在黑暗之中间，有神的，不但有这样一个再来荣耀的一个景象，并且还有更确实的那一个预言，先知的预言。像灯一样的照在暗处。
So in the midst of all this darkness and sufferings, not only do we have the vision, this glorious one, but also we have the prophetic utterance as a lamp that shines into the darkness.
正像着灯一样的照在暗处，我们是在这个黑暗的一个时代，但是今天有预言能够照亮这个黑暗。
Even though we are in darkness now, but we have the prophetic words that serve as a lamp that shines in our darkness.
所以彼得说，你们要留意这书上的预言，这等到诚心出现在你们心里才是好的。那个心出现的时候，就主耶稣第二次再来的时候。
Therefore, Peter said that you do well to heed that prophetic utterance until the morning dawns, and that is when the Lord returns the second time.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
预言的书一到末日，预言的书又是启发给我们，打开。
The more you come to the end time, close to the end time, the more the prophetic books are being revealed to us.
今天在一个幕后的一个时代，我们去看启示录，看但以理书呀，看这个小先知书，我们也觉得非常一目的了然，我们明白了。
Today, as we are so close to the end time, and when we read Revelation, when we read Daniel, when we read all minor prophets, it seems that they are all unfolded so clearly before our eyes.
就像灯一样的照在这个黑暗的一个时代。
Just like a lamp that shines in a dark place.
我们得到安慰，得到勉励。
And we are comforted, we are consoled.
所以你去看但以理书第十二章两次提到。
Therefore, in Daniel chapter 2, twice he mentions.
但以理啊，你要把这个书要把它封闭起来，把这个画封闭起来，把书隐藏起来。
The book says that Daniel shut up the word and sealed the book.
直到末世。
Until the time of the end.
就是到末世，你要把这些书启示出来，打开，让人家能够明白。
So, the book is saying that at the end time, the book will be revealed for everybody to understand.
到那时候有许多人来往奔跑，知识也就加增了。这个来往奔跑，小字就是切身的研究，研读啊。
At that time, people will be running to and fro. Another explanation is searching diligently, and the knowledge will increase.
你只要好好的切身的去研究。
If you search, you study diligently.
若是你是个智慧的人，是敬畏耶和华的人，这些启示都会给我们看见光。
If you are a man of wisdom, if you are one who fears the Lord, all these revelations will be shown clearly to you.
所以耶和华神对但以理说，你现在要封闭，要把它隐藏，但是到了末日呢，你就不再隐藏，不再封闭了，要打开了。
At the time of Daniel, God said that shut up the word, close the book, but when the end time comes, they are no longer being closed.
你看十二章后面还有这么一句话。
And also in chapter 12 of Daniel, it says,
他说但以理啊
Daniel,
你只管去。你只管去。
Just go.
你封闭这书一直到末日。又讲到你封闭这书隐藏这个话一直到末日
Again,
你只管去好了
Go your way but now close, shut up the word of God and seal the book
一直到末世
Until the end time
到末世要打开来
At that time the book will be opened
我们刚刚念的启示录 第22章不是也有这么一句话吗
Of the Revelation chapter 22 we also read the same statement
天使对约翰怎么讲的
What did the angel say to John?
不要封闭那一个书
Do not seal the word of the prophet
那日子已经临近了
For the time has come It's drawn near
当这个日子临近的时候启示录就要打开了
When the time is at hand The book of Revelation will be opened
所以以前我们看启示录我们很莫名其妙的不知道讲什么
Before, when we studied the book of Revelation, we were so at loss at sea. We don't know what it's talking about.
有很多的解释, 不同的解释,
there's so many explanations, different ones.
哎呀, 这么红马又是共产党啊,
like the red horse is communist.
我们看这些其实模模糊糊的,
and we look at all the visions so vaguely.
但是感谢主, 你现在好好地去看, 切身的研究, 好好地去读, 若是你带着一个敬畏的心, 你就看启示录, 对着你讲, 不是一个封闭的书。
But we thank the Lord if you study the Revelation with the fear of God, diligently, fervently, then you will know that the book is no longer closed.
我们感谢主,
we thank our Lord.
因为主知道我们的软弱,
because the Lord knows our weaknesses,
知道我们的需要,
knows our needs.
知道我们在这个时代的末了是没有光的,
he knows that at the end of this time, we have no light.
但是写作这些预言的书,
however, through all these prophetic books, we could see the light.
不会灰心,
so that we will not be afraid nor be despaired.
所有发生的事,
everything that has happened, it has happened, they have all been
recorded.
None of them happens by accident.
我们感谢主,
we thank our Lord.
今天有很多的预言说, 2012年是一个世界的末日，你没有听见过？
Have you heard so many prophecies saying that the year 2012 is the end of the world?
我们知道，这个有一家这个玛雅的律法，就玛雅是一个邪教了，其实。
Do you know of this heresy mayor's calendar?
他说世界的末日就是12月的20日，就2012年的12月的21日。
December 21st, 2011 is the end time, the very end of the world.
我们也知道还有一个电影,
and we also know of this movie.
因为这是邪教预测, 那时候星球要相撞,
and because of all these heretic saying that all the planets will collapse, the whole earth will be destroyed.
我想去年凯罗坎宾也讲到预言,
and last year Harold Camping also talked about it.
他是弟兄, 他是一位弟兄,
although he is a brother,
他是用圣经来预言, 5月20, 也是21号, 为什么他们都喜欢用21号?
I don't know why they all love this 21st. Brother Camping also predicted that May 21st of last year was the doom day.
我们都要被击了。
And but all the Christians would be raptured.
这是世界的末日了，来到了。
So the end of the world came.
但是我们看见也没有来到。
But here we see it hasn't arrived yet.
还也有人说，二零这个末日的博士，有一个叫末日的博士，他专门研究经济学方面的。
And there is one person he specializes in the doomsday. He's an economist.
他说这一次是2013年。
Now, the latest would be
2030. Recession.
Now, the latest year would be 2013, earlier would be 2012, that the world will experience another economic storm and experience this economic recession.
最近你有没有看见报纸? 他讲到这个末日的钟啊，末日的钟，这就是 Doomsday 这个 clock.
Have you just read the paper recently, the Doomsday clock?
今年又往前拨了1分钟。
The hand of the clock moved 1 minute closer to 12.
我们都知道，这个钟是在1947年大概芝加哥国际中间一个科学家设立的一个末日钟，一直到12点，那就是世界的末日到了。
And as far as I can recall, that in 1947, a scientist set up this doomsday clock. When the hand of the clock reaches 12, that's the end of the world.
我们知道它是根据什么？一个根据的核子武器的威胁，就是核子武器的那个危险，核子战争的。
What did he base all these upon? One of the indicators is the crisis of nuclear weapons.
一个是根据气候的。
Or the climate change.
所以最近根据这些形势来讲, 他又把这个钟指针往前拨了1分钟, 就是又接近了那个末日要到。
So with all the current events going on, they just move the hand 1 minute closer to the number 12.
我们知道大陆现在有一个谣传了, 有人说这个龙年啊, 我们知道22号是中国年, 是龙年, 龙年是好的, 是吉祥, 但是也有很多人说龙年是不吉祥的。
We know this year's Chinese New Year is December 22nd. This is the year of dragon, supposed to be a sign of auspicious.
我们知道,
but they say this is not an auspicious year.
我们知道1976年, 就是36年以前的龙年, 发生了什么大事, 在大陆?
Do you know 36 years ago in 1976 in China, some tremendous things happened?
我们中间年纪大的, 像我一样的, 可能你们还有点记忆。
All of you who are older as I am, maybe you have some recollection of this.
你们有没有人记得发生什么事啊?
Anybody remembers what happened?
三个最重量级的政治人物相继的去世了。Three
most heavyweight politicians, they died one after another.
第一个就是朱德。First
is 朱德。
第二周恩来,
the second is Zhou Enlai.
第三个呢?
The third,
毛泽东,
毛泽东,
东方红, 毛泽东, 太阳升,
the song is sings about him. He's the son of the east and the red sun.
这是龙年，你看见三个这样的大人物相继的去世，就像今天北韩那个金正日过世一样的，震动了整个国家。
So in that year, three heavyweight figure, political figures died. And just as this this year that the president of the North Korea also died. So those events simply shocked the whole nation.
并且不只是如此, 并且有唐山的大地震死了几十万人，这是中国最大的一个地震。
And on top of that, in Tangshan, China, there was this great earthquake. Thousands, hundreds, thousands, millions of people died. And this is exactly what happened in the year of dragon. And then in 1977, something also happened. Do you know what that is? As the Game of Four was knocked down.
1978年, 邓小平上台了。
And in 1978, Deng Xiaoping, another Chinese political figure, ascended to power.
1979年发生什么事?
And in 1979, what happened?
发生了一件非常大的事。
Something extraordinary happened.
许宗飞从劳改队释放出来。
That is, Brother Xu was released from the labor camp. No, don't laugh at it. I thank the Lord.
所有这个地震，我不是说专门为我的，也正是其中有一个因素，就是要释放我。
Although all the Tangshan great earthquake was not for me, but one of the reasons it happened, I believe it's for my release from the labor camp.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你在神的眼中有多宝贝，你知道吗？
Brother, sister, do you know how precious you are in the sight of God?
虽然我们算不了什么,
even though we are really nothing.
人算什么人，你却顾念我们；人算什么，你却这样的眷顾我们。
What is man that you have set your eye on them? What is son of them? You look after him.
但是感谢神，你我每一个属于神的人，在神的眼中看呢，是极为极为宝贝的。
But we thank God that each one of you and me is so precious in the sight of you.
我最喜欢的以赛亚第43章那里有一段话。
Now, one of my favorite passages is in Isaiah 43.
雅各啊，我是创造你的那一位。
Jacob, I am the one who created, I'm the one who formed you.
以色列啊，我是造成你的。
Israel, I'm the one who made you.
我现在 要对你讲,
now I'm saying this.
你不要害怕,
do not be afraid. Fear not.
我救赎了你,
I have redeemed you.
我提名召了你,
I have called you by your name.
你是说我的,
you belong to me.
你经过水,
through water,
水不会瞒过你,
the water will not
你经过火,
over you. Through fire,
火不会烧着你,
the fire will not be set aflame on you.
因为我耶和华是你的神,
for I, the Lord, it's your God.
我看你为宝为珍,
and you are precious in my sight.
哎呀, 我们在神的眼中看为宝贝, 看为珍贵, honor, precious.
So in God's sight, we are honored, we're precious.
Because I love you. 因为我爱你。
Because I love you.
因为我爱你,
because I love you.
每一个神的儿女在神眼中看为何等的珍贵, 何等的宝贵的。
So every child of God in his sight is so precious, so honored.
我们为什么受苦?
Why do we suffer?
读到的彼得前书第五章告诉了我。
And in First Peter chapter 5, we just read it.
叫你忍受苦难以后，我要亲自的成全你们，坚固你们，加力量给我们。
That is after you suffer for a while that I will perfect, I will establish, strengthen, and settle you.
叫你得完全，叫你信心格外的坚固。
So that you'll be perfected, that your faith is especially firm.
叫你更刚强。
So you will be even more strong.
万事都互相效力，叫我们得到益处。
Simply, that all things are working together for us, so, that to us who are loved by God.
所以感谢神。
So we thank God.
保罗在哥林多前书第十章说，我们所受的试探，无非是我们所能忍受的。
In 1 Corinthians 10, we read that none of the temptations would be more than what we can bear.
他是信实的。
Because he is faithful.
他不会叫我们受的试探过于我们所不能忍受的。
None of the temptations we face will be more than what we can bear.
那里那个必字我们很重要，要把它记住，必不叫你们受试探过于你们所能够忍受的。
This is so important. Pay attention to the word. None of the temptations will exceed what you can bear.
必不叫你受试探，过于你所能受的。
More than you can endure.
在你受试探的时候，我必开为你们，总要给你们开一条路，让你们能够忍受得住。
So that at time of your temptation, I will make a way for you so that you can escape.
这里一个重，重一个必，一个重，总要为你们开一条出路。这两个字我们记住，一个必，一个重。
So pay attention to the two promises of God. That is, none of the temptations will far exceed what you can bear. And the second is, He will open a way for you to escape.
因为我看你为宝为珍。
Because you are honored and precious in my sight, I love you.
所以我们感谢神，你就看到这些事情发生。
So we thank God that as all these things are happening here.
那么2010年是不是个世界的末日呢？
Then we ask, is 2012 the year of the doomsday?
我想很多的预言告诉我们，绝对还没有来到。
And from all the prophecies we know, no, the end of the world hasn't come yet.
第七动物还没有出来，最后的一切还没有开始，主怎么会来？
The Antichrist hasn't appeared yet. The last stage of the age hasn't started yet. How could it be the end of the world?
我们感谢主，这个日子已经近了，这是肯定的。
However, for sure, we thank the Lord that day is drawing closer.
越来越近了。
And nearer and nearer.
你看到所有的迹象。
And as you look at all the phenomena here.
我们刚刚念的启示录的第九章
Revelation chapter 9 we just read
我们看见第六位天使吹号的时候在金坛的周围有声音发出对着那个吹第六位吹号的说你要把那个使者巴拉达和的使者释放了他们要在某年某月某日某时杀人三分之一
The sixth angel sounded and John heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God and the voice said to the sixth angel that released the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates because they were prepared for a certain hour, day, month, and year to kill one third of mankind.
我们知道这个金坛就是香坛。
We know that this golden altar is the altar of incense.
你若是去看利未记十六章你就知道在羊皮铺就在赎罪祭的时候祭司要把牛的血羊的血洒在这个香台的周围。
If you read Leviticus chapter 16 on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, you know the priest has to pour out the blood of the bull and goat upon the altar around it.
我们知道第六位是最好的，就是快要主来的以前的那个大灾难。
And we know that when the sixth angel sounded his trumpet, that is a great tribulation right before the Lord returns.
神要来审判，我管满盈了。
Because the Lord will come to judge since the measure of sin is full. And upon what the Lord will judge?
这是根据神的救赎、神的救恩，有没有主的血在我们的身上？
The judgment is based upon the redemption, the grace, whether the blood of the Lord is upon us.
这是根据这个来审判这个世界末日。
The Lord will judge the whole world according to this.
不过在这里我还要提一件事。
But however, here
I want to mention one more.
Now we often talk about the end of the war, the end of the war. This is not a biblical statement.
当然，世界人不懂什么叫这个世界的末日。今天连很多基督徒都讲出第二次来就是世界的末日。
Of course, the rest of the people do not understand what it means by the end of the world. But even Christians, they do not understand what this means. They think this equates with the time the Lord returns.
我想主第二次的再来不是世界的末日。
And I believe that when the Lord returns the second time, it is not the end of the world.
世界的末日要到一千年，国度过了一千年以后，这才是世界的末日。
The end of the world is when the millennium kingdom passes. Then that's the end of the world.
我们都知道彼得后书讲得很清楚，所有的有心之的都要被火焚烧。
In 2 Peter we read that all the elements will be burned by fire.
所有受造的都要被震动。
All the creation will be shaken.
我们看见有个新天新地要来到。
And we see the new heaven and the new earth would come.
我们就是在国度里面，还是在一个旧天旧地的里面。
Even in God's millennium kingdom, we are still in this old creation.
我们看见到那一个时候，所有的地球都毁灭掉。
However, on that day, that whole things that are of elements will be burned.
所有的物质都被焚烧了。
Everything will be dissolved.
这时候新天新地要来到。
And then the new heavens and the earth will come.
所以我们只能说这不是世界的末日，主的再来，这是个时代的结束。
So we should not say that when the Lord returns it's the end of the world. It's the end of the age.
我们都知道时代一共分为，有人讲是七个时代，就是最好的最好的解释就是四个时代，一共就是四个时代。
Some people say there are seven ages, but the best explanation should be four ages.
我们知道一个就是立主的时代。
First is the age of the patriarch.
第二时代就是律法的时代。
The second is the age of the law.
第三个时代就是我们这个时代，恩典的时代。
And the third is the age of grace. That's our present age.
第四个时代就是主耶稣来了以后，千年国度，那就是国度的一个时代。
And the fourth age is when the Lord returns. That's the age of the millennium. Kingdom. So when the Lord returns the second time, it is the end of the age.
这个恩典的时代结束了。
The end of the age of grace, which is closed.
这是个恩典的时代，也是个最邪恶、最淫乱的、最歪曲的、最罪恶更多的一个时代。
This age of grace is also the darkest, the most crooked, the most evil one.
所以主耶稣说，我要与你们同在，直到世代的末了。
And that's why Jesus says, I will be with you until the end of the age.
主耶稣也讲过，这是一个淫乱邪恶的一个时代。
And the Lord Jesus says, this is a wicked, adulterous age.
这是一个不信歪曲的时代。
This is an unbelieving crooked age.
我讲保罗也讲到保罗。
Even Paul says this.
他说这是一个歪曲悖谬的一个时代。
This is a perverse crooked generation.
彼得在使徒行传第二章说这是一个罪恶的时代，你们要救自己脱离这个罪恶的一个时代。
Peter had Act 2 saying that this is a sinful age. Deliver yourself from sins.
你要脱离这个歪曲的这个时代，彼得讲。
Peter says, deliver yourself, depart from this crooked age.
所以这个时代，当恶贯满盈的时候，这个时代就结束了。
When the sin reaches its full measure, this age of sin will be closed.
这个时代怎么结束的？
How will this age be wrapped up?
那就是我们刚刚念的启示录的第九章。
And that's what we just read in Revelation 9.
我们看见第六位天使吹号的时候，使者，那恶的使者，悖逆的天使要在伯拉大河那里释放。
Now, when the sixth angel sounded his trumpet, the four angels, the rebellious angels, will be released from the great river of Euphrates.
我们知道什么叫 Euphrates， 我在哪里我们都知道。
You all know where the Euphrates are located.
整个条河在今天的中东。
The whole river is in today's Middle East.
从土耳其的北面一直流到叙利亚，从叙利亚一直流到Iraq, Iran, 这一共大概五十几个 mile.
From northern Iraq through Syria to Iraq, it's about 50 miles long.
我们知道这都是属于中东的国家的。
And all the whole area belong to the Middle East.
并且是非常重要的一条河流。
So this is a tremendously important river.
我们看见有一天这条河要变干，就是这个启示录第十六章给我们看见。
But one day, as Revelation 16 says, this river will be dried up.
第六位天使把碗倒在伯拉大河，伯拉大河变成干的了，预备日出之地的众王在那里聚集在一起。
As the sixth angel poured out his bowl, then the river would be dried up to prepare the way for the kings of the east.
我们看见有三个污秽的灵，三个鬼魔，把这些军的王，这些兵军队都集中在一个地方。希伯来话就是哈米基杜登。
And we see the unclean spirit will gather all these kings together to one place in Hebrew, Armageddon.
我想他们的征战还不是在哈米基杜登，我们知道看启示录，这是一个军队，所有列国军队集中的一个地方，大概离开耶路撒冷50个迈的地方。
This is the place about 50 miles away from Jerusalem as all the armies of these kings are gathered together at Armageddon, but that's not a real battle when it actually happens.
最后一次的征战，第三次大战，就这个时代的最后一次，第三次大战。
The very last battle of this age, World War III.
在哪里？
Where would that happen?
我们知道在亚述法格。亚述法格。
Will happen in Assyria.
断钉格，断钉角。
In the valley of decision.
我们看见刚刚约珥书所讲的这一段话。
And that's what we just read in the book of Joel.
还有万民都要起来，你们都应当聚集在亚撒法格。
The World War III will happen at the valley of Jehoshaphat. All the nations will be awakened.
我要在那里设立我的审判的座位。
There I will sit to the judge.
我要审判四围的列国。
I will judge all the surrounding nations.
哎呀，我们的主他说这个五个已经熟了，可以收割了。
And our Lord says that the harvest is ripe. You can reap.
酒榨已经满意了。
And the wine press is full.
这个罪恶他们盛大，罪恶盛大是恶贯满盈的时候了。
And great is their iniquity. That's the time when their sins has reached full measure.
许许多多人要聚集在断钉阁，在耶和华的日子，他要在断钉阁施行审判。
Other people will be judged at the valley of decision.
我们看见日月不发光，星宿也。
We see that the sun and the moon do not grow, do not shine. Even the stars will be diminished.
耶和华要向锡安吼叫，向耶路撒冷发声，天地都要震动。
And the Lord will roar from Zion and utter His voice in Jerusalem. Even the heaven and earth will shake.
我要做我百姓的避难所，做以色列的保障。
And the Lord says that I will be a stronghold for my people, a shelter for the sons of Israel.
他要拯救他的以色列国，他的选民。
He will rescue his elect, the kingdom of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，这一幅景象已经现在隐约的已经看到了。
Brothers and sisters, this very picture could be seen very vaguely already.
所以我们知道这是一个世界的末了，很这是个时代的末了，已经很近很近了。
So we know that the end of this age is closing so quickly.
你看看最近的2010年12月中东发生的事，你有没有注意
？Have you noticed that what happened in December 2011 in Middle East?
所谓的茉莉花那个革命
，so-called Jasmine Revolution。
Revolution, 所谓的阿拉伯之春呢
，or Arab Spring,
所有中东的这些国家起来革命，我们看到。
All the Middle East countries rise up to revolt.
很小的一点点事所引起来的。
All this is caused by such a trivial thing.
就是一个年轻人，中东的一个年轻人被人家侮辱了，结果他用火自己烧死了。
It all started when a person in Middle East, Tunisia, when he was so insulted that he simply set himself on fire.
就是在突尼西亚。
It happened in Tunisia in North Africa.
结果呢，引起了整个中东的革命。
And it simply ushered in the all revolution in the Middle East.
现在已经引起了大概有9个国家、10个国家。
Up to now, about 10 countries are in rebellion.
Libya, Egypt,
many of these Middle East countries.
弟兄姊妹，预言就像黑暗里的光，叫我们看见了。
So beloved, this prophecy serves as the lamp in the darkness.
这个日子真是近了。
The day of the Lord coming so near.
中东发生这个事都不是偶然的。
All the things that are happening in the Middle East are not something by accident.
几十年来，中东算是比较安稳的。
Now, throughout the decades, that the Middle East is considered relatively stable.
我除了以色列同巴勒斯坦有冲突以外，一般的国家都还是平稳的。
Besides the very fact that Palestine and Israel are always in conflict, but as to the other countries, they are pretty much very stable.
并且这些中东国家大部分都是同美国有友好的关系。
And most of the countries in Middle East have a very, very friendly relationship with America.
因为美国用经济来援助他们。
Because America supports them economically.
所以这些中东的国家同美国友好，同以色列呢？也不显明出他们的敌对来，对不对？
So since these countries befriended America, so they were not in direct contrast opposition to Israel, right?
所以现在这些事的发生，最害怕、最担忧的是以色列。
However, with all these things happening, the most terrified one is Israel.
虽然美国他们觉得他们这样的革命很好，他们能够走向民主的道路，这是一件好事。但是他们不知道预言怎么讲的。
America might think this is a good thing. They are on their way to democracy, but because that's because they do not know prophecies.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件极坏的、极坏的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a bad, awful thing.
对美国也好，特别是对以色列。
Whether it's to America or to Israel, especially to Israel, it's bad.
我们知道这不是民主，他们不会走上真正的民主路，这些中东的国家。
We know that this is not democracy. All the people, all the countries will not go to the democratic way.
他们最后走上哪一条路？回教的路。
Which way they will end up with? The way of Muslim.
Islamic.他们当要掌权，回教当然这些中东的国家都要掌权。经过这次的革命
now, through this revolution, all the countries will now fall into the hand of the Islamic faith.
现在还看不清楚。
You cannot see clearly now.
但是我可以预言，当然不是我的预言，你看圣经你就知道，一定是走上这条路。
I can prophesy, but of course, it's not I who am prophesying. If you read the Bible, this is exactly what's going to happen.
他们要同美国疏远。
They will alienate themselves from America.
他们要同以色列敌对。
And they will set themselves opposing against Israel.
我想启示录的，特别是这诗篇的第八十三篇，你去看一看。
And if you read Psalm 83,
非常的清楚告诉了我们。
It tells us so clearly.
哎呀，你看见那些恨你的人，他们在喧嚷，他们抬起了头来。
They making of war those who hate you, they lift up their head.
他们要害你的百姓，他们彼此伤你，要害你所隐藏的人，就是以色列的选民。
They will harm your people. They will conspire against your people. All these elect Israelites.
他们说我们起来。
And they say we will rise up.
我们要歼除他们。
We will annihilate them.
我们要使他的国不再成立。
So that they will no longer be a country.
我要使以色列在地上不再被纪念。
So Israel will no longer be remembered on earth.
他们彼此商议，彼此结盟。
Therefore, they consulted together and they make a federation.
要抵挡你。
They will oppose you.
这个你就是耶和华神。
And you, they're talking about the Lord.
这是神的百姓，神的选民。
All of God's elect, His chosen people.
所以弟兄姊妹看见这些中东的事，告诉我们主来的日子真是近了又近了，近了又近了。
So brothers and sisters, do you see all the things happen that happened in Middle East?
他们将来要同的南方的王、北方的王都要进攻以色列。
Are simply telling us the Lord's coming is near and near. All the kings of the south and the north will attack Jerusalem.
这次的大战就是从哪里开始的？幼发拉底，从亚述。
So the great war starts from the valley of Jehoshaphat, from Euphrates.
要死掉多少人？
How many people would die?
三分之一的人。
One third of the men.
三分之一的人有多少？
And how many people would that amount to?
2.2 2 billion.
2.2 billion people.
你想想这次征战,
Imagine this great war.
怎么可能2000年写的启示录, 它会杀害三分之一, 但是用的什么武器啊?
Well, the book of Revelation was written 2,000 years ago. Then with what kind of weapons could the war kill all one-third of mankind?
我想当时的罗马是最先进的军事最先进的一个国家, 我想也不过是刀是枪而是, 是不是土跑土枪, 我就不知道。
Even in the days of the Roman Empire, the most military advanced country, all they used probably are swords and spears, and I don't know what kind of guns they would use. However, when you apply to today, there's nothing so strange.
什么时候核子的这个按钮一按, 你就看见三分之一就去了。
Whenever the nuclear war weapons button is pressed, then you will see that one-third of people will die.
我最近还听到一个解释预言解释启示录的。
And recently I heard an explanation about the Revelation's prophecy.
他认为这个第三次世界大战是在主来，不是主来的一切，是以后那个敌基督才出现，以后这个一切才开始，先是一个世界的大战，要消灭到这么多的人，然后呢，敌基督出来就签订和平的条约，然后最后的一切就开始，一切结束呢，主就来了。 这是最新的解释，我听见。
And that person said that, before the Lord returns, the Antichrist will come, and the last 7 year would just start. And then, one-third of people would die.
我想这是主来的时候所发生的。
But I believe that this one-third of people who would be who die happens when the Lord comes.
这个世界大战怎么开始的？
How did the Third World War start?
是不是美国和这个以色列轰炸伊朗的那个核子设备而发生的？我们不知道。
We don't know if that happens when America attacked a nuclear place in Iraq.
是不是美国又再一次发生911那个事件，恐怖分子的引起美国的报复？
Or could it happen that there is another 9/11, the attack from the terrorists, and from there, the World War III is ushered in? We don't know.
什么时候发生,
when this will happen, we don't know.
但是已经定贵了, 某年,某月,某日,某时,
However, a hour, a day, a year, a month is appointed. God has determined it.
弟兄姊妹，到底哪一天我们没有人知道。
Beloved, although nobody knows exactly what it is,
连天使也不知道，主也不知道，救父知道。
Even the angels or the Lord don't know it, but only the Father knows.
有一件事我们知道，哈巴哥书第二章所讲的。
However, according to Habakkuk chapter 2, one thing is for sure.
耶和华的末世有一定的日期时候。
That the vision is appointed for a specific time.
快要来到，并不虚假。
The end is coming. It's not a lie.
虽然迟延，还要忍耐。
Even though it tarries, be patient.
必要临到，不再迟延。
It will surely come. It will not tarry.
我想这个日子很快就来。
And I believe that the day is quickly approaching.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有准备好？
Beloved, are we all prepared?
我想我去年最后三个月，我同弟兄三个月同弟兄姊妹交通的建造基督的身体，我还没有讲完。
Now, last year, I shared in several messages with you about the building of the Christ's body. I'm not done with that yet. I believe that the first and foremost mission that we need is to complete this building up of the church.
主不来，最重要的一个原因，教会还没预备好。
The dominant reason that the Lord hasn't returned is because the church hasn't prepared yet.
弟兄姊妹，我们不但看见这些情况，我们知道主来的日子近了。
Brothers and sisters, as we look at all the conditions happening here, we know that the day of the Lord is coming.
我们刚刚念的但以理书第十二章那里讲的，到那时候知识必要加增，知识必要加增。
In Daniel 12, we just read that on that day the knowledge will increase.
我想这也是表明末日快要到了。
It also indicates that
这个时代快要结束了。
the this age will soon be wrapped up. The end of the world will come.
我想二十一世纪的十几年加上这个二十世纪的最后的几十年，这几十年的时间，科技方面的成就，无论是医学方面、军事方面各个方面的成就，可以说是整个人类历史的两千年来的总和。
Now, if you put all the academic, military, or medical breakthroughs and developments together in the 10 plus years of this century or the last, or the 20th century, the last decade, this sum of all this advancement and breakthrough is actually the sum of the human history's breakthrough in the of 1900 years.
我想到了顶端了已经。
We have reached the pinnacle.
今天人类还能够有更多的突破吗？
Today, will there be more breakthroughs for us?
我想人类的智慧是有限的。
I believe man's wisdom is limited.
已经到了顶峰了。
We have come to the very pinnacle of it.
已经到了瓶颈了，要过这个瓶颈就不容易了。
We have reached this bottleneck. It's very hard to go over it.
这个说明什么？
Now what does all this amount to?
这个时代很快就要结束了。
This age is soon finished.
还有个迹象，这个时代很快要结束的。
And there is another phenomenon that tells us that
the age is soon finished. 我想这是提摩太后书第三章保罗讲的，末世必有好危险的时候。
That's what Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, that in the last days there will be perilous days.
这是一个 last day 的 last hour 了。
So we are now in the last hour of the last days.
我们从上面的这些迹象看，我们看见今天教会属灵的光景，看见今天弟兄姊妹的那个属灵的普遍的光景是什么样的光景。
And from that word of Paul's, we could see the prevalent conditions of brothers and sisters and also among all the churches.
我想就是提摩太后书第三章讲的那个光景。
Exactly what Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
个人专爱自己，爱钱财。
Lovers of themselves, lovers of money.
我们看见这个 money 就包含着名誉、地位也好，这是今天教会的光景。
Now the money includes the status, the fame. This is exactly the phenomenon of today's church.
爱宴乐，不爱神。
Lovers of pleasure, but not lovers of God.
这是指着神的儿女讲的，在爱宴乐，不爱神。
All these words are directed to God's children. They are lovers of pleasure.
今天的教会就变成了娱乐场所。
And today, the church has become an entertainment place.
是以人为中心的，满足人的需要的教会的普遍现象。
All the churches are man-centered to meet man's needs.
我们看见今天的属灵的光景，就像今天的所谓的社会主义。已经变成了资本主义了，外形还有一点社会主义的形态，但是里面的本质完全改变，根本这个味道就是资本主义的，对不对？今天我们都知道大陆的光景。
And in today's world, all the socialism in China, especially, even though it remains the title, but in its core, it has been changed into capitalism.
今天教会也是一样。
Likewise, this happens to the church.
我们看见很多的是很多的活动，外面是包装着好像有属灵的名称在那里，但是里面的实际的情况呢，明明是完全是属世界、属土的、属地的。
So many of the church's activities are wrapped up so well with the spiritual titles, but in it we know it's so earthly, so worldly.
迷惑了许许多多的人今天。
And so many people are so deceived by this.
哎呀，正是提摩太后书第三章说，这些人是偷着进来的。进到教会里来的。
And just as 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, all these people crept in by stealth.
所以今天教会这么多的不法的事、不洁的事、不义的事在教会中。
So therefore, there are so many lawless, unholy, unrighteous things happening in the church.
因为就是这些人偷着进来的，假的弟兄、假的传道人、假的使徒、假的先知。
Because all these false brothers, false teachers, false prophets, and they crept into the church stealthily.
他们是偷着进来的，是迷惑人的、引诱人的、牢笼人的，所以你们要躲开。
They came in by stealth secretly. They tried to put you in bondage to deceive you. Now you have to depart from them.
今天教会落在这个光景里面，他们要负主要的责任。
And the reason that the church has falling into such a state that all these people have to be responsible.
弟兄姊妹，这些光景告诉我们，这是一个末了的一个时代。
And all these phenomena told us that this is the very end age.
弟兄，我们应当这样。
So, brothers and sisters, what should we do?
我想今天时间已经到了。
Now, my time is over today.
我们刚刚念的《启示录》第二十二章。
But Revelation chapter 22 we just read.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，我要照着个人所行的报应他。
Behold, I'm coming quickly. My reward is with me according to what people do.
我是首先的，我是幕后的，我是始，我是终，我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽。凡洗净自己衣服的，洗净自己衣服的，可以有权柄到生命树，从这个门进入这个城。
I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega, I'm the first, I'm the last, I'm the beginning, I'm the end. And those who have washed their robes have the right to enter through the gate into the city, to the tree of life. What does it mean to say that blessed are those who wash their robes? Let me mention it quickly here.
这个洗净不但是主的宝血把我们洗干净了。
Now this cleansing is not only that the Lord's precious blood has cleansed us.
我们因信称了义了。
And we are justified by faith.
我们还有义的行为。
We also need to have the righteous act.
行义的才是义人。
He who practices righteousness is righteous.
约翰书信他说你们知道他是义的，所以行义的才是他所生的。
In 1 John, he says that you know he's righteous. So he who practices righteousness is born of him.
所以你不要光看，好像我们一面是这个主给我的义，一面你要看到你有自己所行的那个义。
So on the one hand, you have to see that the righteousness which is given to us by the Lord, but on the other hand, you have to know, see your own righteous act.
所以启示录第十九章，他说你们要欢喜快乐，把荣耀归给他，因羔羊幸福到了。心腹自己也预备好了蒙恩的穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这个细麻衣就是圣徒自己所行的义。
Therefore in Revelation chapter 19 we read that Rejoice and be glad that the marriage supper has now come and the wife has made herself ready. To her was granted the bright and clean linen that is the righteous act of the saints.
什么是义，就是遵守神的命令，遵守神的旨意，听从他的话，顺从他，这叫义。
What is righteousness? Simply to obey, to observe, to follow his word, his will. And this is called righteousness.
我必快来，赏罚在我。
I'm coming quickly. My reward is with me.
口里称呼我主啊主啊的人，不多能进神的国。
Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord can enter the kingdom heaven.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's pray.
主啊，你必快来，赏罚在你，要照着个人所行的来报应他们。
Lord, you are coming quickly. Your reward is with you, and you will render to each one according to his works.
在幕后这个时代，你还要传永远的福音。
And also at this day and time, you will preach this everlasting gospel.
再次提醒我们，你们当敬畏神。
Oh, once again, remind us that we should fear God.
把荣耀都归给他。
And ascribe all the glory to Him.
因为他审判的时候已经到。
Because the time of judgment has come.
应当敬拜那位造天地海和众水泉源的神。
Fear God who creates the heaven and earth and the sea and the springs of water. Let all your children come to fear you. To ascribe all the glory to you. We will all come to worship this true and living God. The only living God, the eternal King.
主，我们既然称那不偏待人、按照个人行为审判人的主为父，我们就当在世存着敬畏的心，在世度寄居的日子。
Lord, we since we call on you, Father, who without partiality judges all according to His works, and then that us conduct ourselves throughout our time here in fear.
主啊，你允许说凡念着书上预言的那些。听见有遵守其中所记载的这些人都是
Lord, you have promised that he who reads and keeps the words of this book is blessed.
就让我们好好地读你的话。
Oh Lord, let us all study your word thoroughly.
给我们智慧，给我们启示，让我们来读你的预言，这样灯一样能够照在暗处。
Give us the wisdom and revelation, so as we study your word fervently, they serve as a lamp to shine in a dark place.
我们要好好地沉着一个敬畏的心，度余下的年日。
With a heart of fear, we will conduct our lives in the remaining time.
我们就能够成为一个有福的人，有福的教会。
So that we'll become blessed ones and blessed church.
愿这些话不突然。
May all these words never return in vain.
主愿你的圣灵继续地点火你的话。
Oh Lord, may your Holy Spirit continue to kindle your word.
主你必快来。
Lord, you're coming quickly.
我的良人啊。
My beloved.
求你快来。
Come quickly.
像羚羊，像小鹿，在香草山上。
As the gazelle in the hill of spices.
我们将祷告祈求，是因耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.